The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, there are some days I look at the season, I'm like, oh, it has just flown by. And then I start thinking about the Browns, and I'm like, it is taking forever.
A long time.
So the NFL gets back into gear tomorrow, which to me just seems so bizarre. Kansas City and Pittsburgh will play. Baltimore and Houston will play. And again, you know, if Kansas City wins, Pittsburgh loses, and then Baltimore is totally in the driver's seat to win the AFC North. But if Houston should upset Baltimore and Pittsburgh would upset Kansas City, then what are we looking at, my friend? We're looking at a gigantic game between the Browns and Ravens the last week of the season.
We are, and it'd be really fun if that ends up being the case. It'd be nice to see, you know, a team that's playing for something going against the Browns. Browns can play spoilers, you know, something to motivate everybody to want to pay attention to it. I got to say, Andy, I hate this. I hate these Christmas Day games. I despise it. And it has nothing to do with, like, you know, oh, yeah, it's because it's the holiday and, you know, it's time for family and all that kind of stuff. That's not my opinion of why I can't stand it. What I can't stand is taking marquee, awesome football games and putting them on short rest. That's what I hate. These games should be Sunday nighters. These games should be Monday nighters, where these teams have a good amount of time to game plan for them so that the guys can get healthy so we can get as many people back in as good of a shape as possible to play these games that mean something, instead of putting them on 4 days of rest. Where on top of that, you've got Andy Reid already saying, oh yeah, we started scouting Pittsburgh before the previous game and all that kind of stuff. Like, what are we doing? Why are we are just diluting the quality of the product so that more people watch it? Like, it just stinks. It feels like we are like, it feels like that moment where like a certain fast food restaurant used to make something really, really well, and then they cheapened it out so that they could just sell more of it and make more money. Like, that's what I feel like we're in the middle of with this, where it's like, instead of doing it right, instead of making these games awesome, we're cheapening them out. And we're making them cheap so that we can make more money off of them. It sucks.
All right, well, so let's look at this week, because you've got six games, excuse me, before Sunday that aren't on the regular networks. Think about that. You've got Kansas City, Pittsburgh tomorrow, Baltimore, Houston tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 4:30. And both of those games are on Netflix. And I want to talk about that in a second. Then you've got the Thursday Nighter, which is on Prime, which I think they've done a really good job of making sure that, you know, they spend a lot of money to do those productions, no matter who the teams are.
It is an awesome product that Prime does to put this all together. And the bummer of it all is that I feel like I've watched Jags Titans every single week.
Well, this week you'll get Seattle Chicago. And then on Saturday, big day on Saturday, you've got Chargers New England. You've got Denver Cincinnati. Cincinnati could turn. They could be 500 if they can beat, and they're at home too, which they only picked up their second home win of the week of the season against the Browns. And then you've got Arizona Rams on Saturday night. Meredith, when we were talking about the games tomorrow, I didn't even think about this, and then you brought this up, and now this might be an interesting conversation piece for anybody who's watching tomorrow. Those games are on Netflix. This is the first time Netflix has ever had games. And this will be the first run for the streaming service to be able to carry NFL games. Again, Kansas City and Pittsburgh, Baltimore and Houston. And Meredith, you said to me before, as we were talking about Netflix,
they have issues with live events. So like the very first live event that Netflix did, I think it was like maybe a year ago, they have this dating reality show called Love is Blind. And they decided to do a live reunion after the airing of all the episodes. And there were so many technical difficulties that the reunion, it almost didn't happen. And when it did, it was like 3.5 hours late. Like it was supposed to be at 7 p.m. And it didn't, they weren't able to get started until after 10 p.m. And then I also remember with the Mike Tyson and...
That's right where I was going to go.
The Paul brother, whichever one he is, I don't care because they're both the same to me. They're interchangeable. But like when you had that Mike Tyson fighting the Paul brother, there were also technical difficulties with that as well. And so, and what's really funny, so Mike Florio literally just put out a piece maybe 20 minutes ago on Football Talk with this exact same concern of what happens if Netflix has technical difficulties.
Like, will they stop the game?
So Florio in his article said that he reached out to a spokesperson from the NFL and asked if they had a backup plan. And the spokesperson, this is a quote from Mike Florio's article, quote, "We will be prepared and we are looking forward to a great day."
Oh, so they don't have a backup plan.
Who knows? Like I don't know if that means that they're going to flip it over to local television, if they're going to put it on.
Are these games on in the local market?
They
usually put them on the local market.
They do that with like Thursday night football.
My guess would be yes. My guess would be Kansas City will be able to watch. Pittsburgh will be able to watch. Baltimore, Houston. They'll all be able to watch.
I mean, but here's the thing is that there's only one game on at a time. It's one thing when you have your Sunday slate of games where you have multiple games on. And so then you have to pick and choose which market sees which game. But for this one, you'd think that it would be countrywide. It's not like you're looking at, okay, this Pittsburgh, Kansas City. So we'll show it in the Pittsburgh area. We'll show it in the Kansas City, Missouri area. And then maybe other parts of the country that might have interest in this game. But there's no other game to be on at, what is it, 1 o'clock? So they would have to show it across the entire country because there's no other game that would be competing for it in that same time slot.
Right, you're saying there's no backup game to go to.
Yeah, because I can't count how many times, you know, the Commanders would be the game of the week at 4:30. I'd be excited to watch it when the Browns were done playing. So, and then it would be, you know, Chiefs Raiders or something like that. Like Cleveland would be the only market that didn't get the Commanders game.
Or worse. Monster trucks.
That's brutal.
Rodeo.
So
you get no football.
If you're in Kansas City, the game is on KCTV too. So there's a local broadcast too. So it's on Netflix nationally. And if you live in Kansas City, you can watch KCTV. And I'm sure one of the stations in Pittsburgh.
So then what about a place like Cleveland where, like, not, I mean, obviously we care
about.
You are about,
out of luck.
I mean, obviously we care about the Steelers and the Ravens as much as we care about the AFC North.
Yeah, but we're not a home market.
Yeah. Cleveland isn't a home market. So does that mean if there's technical difficulties on Netflix, does that mean that, you know, the greater northeastern Ohio area is SOL in terms of viewing football games tomorrow?
Yeah, yes. I think you're just stuck. I think that's, from what that sounds like, I think you might be stuck. Unless they've got some deal that they're not talking about with...
A backup plan?
Yeah, like a Fox or a CBS or NBC or...
That feels like that would cost a lot of money because you have to have those broadcast crews in place. Firstly, right? Like you can't take whatever.
No. So the cruiser.
This is a good Andy question.
Yeah, we're talking about distribution. You're not talking about facilities.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I don't know who's doing the production. I'm sure. I'm assuming, and I probably shouldn't do this. Well, I just jumped off the
page. But wouldn't that just cost so much money if you lose
out? It's a distribution issue. That's all it is. It's not...
Okay, so if Netflix does have issues like they've historically had with every live event they've tried to do, wouldn't there be a massive loss in revenue if you're not one of the home cities so you can't watch the game? I feel like the NFL would never, ever do anything that would put its bottom line in jeopardy.
Well, they're assuming that, you know...
In fact, I think that's written under the shield.
I mean, yeah, they're assuming that 20 million people are going to be able to watch this. So, they've got to be able to handle it. So, here's what I'm figuring out as I'm watching this, or I'm just figuring this out. So, Steelers and Chiefs, you can watch it. It's on KDKA in Pittsburgh, too. So, it's on Netflix. And it looks like the production is going to be done by CBS because it's Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt, and Nate Burleson.
So then, it could
that's
potentially
a CBS
be,
crew.
So then, it could potentially be on CBS stations across the country if Netflix.
Oh, that's a good
fails.
Point. Andy.
No, not at all. No? It's CBS is doing the production. If Netflix fails, I don't know what the other option is for them. And then you got to give the money back to anybody who maybe you can't buy the game individually. You're buying Netflix for the month.
Yeah, you
right?
have to get it for the month to watch the game.
I don't know what they do if it fails. You know, maybe they put it on NFL Network. But does everybody get NFL Network?
That's a completely different paid service, unfortunately.
And by the way, that would be the cheapest route for the NFL to do it. So let's just say Netflix fails, you put it on your own network at that point. But then, you know, Netflix is, they paid all this money for these two games. So is it on them? Yeah, I guess it's on them that they
I guess technically if they've already paid up, then it wouldn't affect the NFL's bottom line because then they make the money anyway, right? Because the collection guy comes around and says, hey, we had this contract. You wanted to pay us X number of millions of dollars for these games. We gave you these games. It's not our fault that you were not able to properly.
You had to be able to deliver.
It.
Now,
yeah.
I don't know how many the roast of Tom Brady. I don't know how many people watched that. That was live, and that was awesome.
I know a good amount of people watched that one. I know a good amount of people watched This Is LA with John Mulaney's show that he did, or Everyone's in LA. I should say that's what it's called. A bunch of people watched that one live as well. But you're right. I mean, Meredith, the Tyson fight, I mean, good golly, that thing crashed and was an absolute train wreck.
Right. So, and like these games, there's no competing games. These are the only NFL games that are on
that
tomorrow. So it's going to be, you're going to have hundreds of millions of people tuning into Netflix to try and watch these games. And like their servers could potentially just completely crash.
You do realize that Tyson fight tanked those servers. What do you think the Chiefs and the Steelers? I mean, we're talking some of the biggest NFL followings in the country.
Right, yeah. The Chiefs are at the top of their game, both in fan base and in just performance.
I mean,
I would assume that if Netflix fails, that it would go to NFL Network or NFL.com. That's what I would assume. I mean, it's just safer that way because... The NFL doesn't have to pay CBS or Fox or NBC or ABC.
Right, it's their own. It's their own distribution system.
Yeah. So that would make sense. I don't know if that's in the game plan or not. And if I'm Netflix, man, I'm really nervous about tomorrow because this is a huge test. If it works, it works. But I mean, these are major games to be putting on the air to be testing. By the way, I just Googled Netflix power outage and there's like a site for it, Down Detector. And it reports all the possible problems at Netflix. Can you imagine what that's going to look like during the games tomorrow?
And then another thing. So I am technically the owner of our Netflix account in my family. And we do share it. And my dad called me. He was like, so are you going to watch the NFL? Because your brother was going to come over and watch the NFL games over here. And I was like, maybe I'll just be listening to them on the radio then.
Wait, can't both of you guys watch at the same time?
No, I only have one. I have a one screen option. Oh. And I'm not going to upgrade it.
Well, tell him to pay for it.
Yeah. I might.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, gets us up to speed on what's going on with the Browns. Coming up here in just a few moments, plus Antonio Pittman. We'll talk Buckeyes with him at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan, 92.3 The Fan.